Election officials say the leftist Smer party led by Robert Fico won 29% of the vote, compared with 18% for Prime Minister Mikuláš Dzurinda's Slovak Democratic and Christian Movement. Mr. Dzurinda's center-right government brought the ex-communist nation into the European Union and NATO and made Slovakia a magnet for foreign investors. But Mr. Dzurinda also alienated voters by slashing healthcare and social benefits to millions. John Barron, an international financial advisor and former chairman of the British Chamber of Commerce in Bratislava, says many voters also were frustrated with tax incentives introduced to attract foreign investors.
When the new taxation system came in and a flat rate of 19% VAT, sales tax was imposed on everything, that caused a fair amount of upset and problems because, of course, food is one of the items that everybody buys. And so consequently a 19% flat tax on food affects both the guy who's driving a tractor in a field as well as the governor of the National Bank.
Vico has promised to roll back many of the reforms, saying Slovakia needs more solidarity and justice. He has pledged to restore social benefits, improve health services and adjust the taxation system to target rich industrialists and businessmen who capitalized on Mr. Dzurinda's reforms. Financial advisor Barron says although Vico's party has no government experience, the 41-year-old Smer leader has managed to convince many people to vote for him by clearly articulating a social democratic message.
He's a charismatic young man, he's a very powerful speaker, though some of the economists in Slovakia and internationally have looked at the financial proposal of a Smer government and have questioned whether or not they're actually feasible in financial terms.
However, without a majority in the 150-seat parliament, Vico will have to negotiate with other parties on forming a coalition. Six parties won enough votes to gain seats in parliament. There has been some concern among Western investors Vico could strike a deal with the party of former autocratic Prime Minister Vladimir Mečiar, who isolated his nation in the early 1990s amid Western criticism over alleged human rights abuses and a lack of democracy. Mečiar's party won just under 9% of the vote, so a third party would have to be brought in as well. If Vico fails to form a government, current Prime Minister Dzurinda will likely get another chance to form a coalition. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Budapest.